You've tuned into Key Powerments with Dr. Kenya Miller. Without further delay, here's Dr. K.
Key Powerment moments are those aha moments that become keys to empower your life. These moments that we're going to share together will cause you to stop to think about the next decision that you're about to make. I want you to know that these are going to be some of the greatest aha moments that will impact your life. And the reason why I know that they'll impact your life so is because they've impacted my life so much until I'm choosing to share them with you. I have a quote that I say. It says, consistency in any area develops strength. Where is it that you need to be strong in? And it is in those areas where you need to be strong in is where you need to apply consistency in. I always say this, if you are a consistent liar, then you will be a strong liar. Yeah, you will. If you are a consistent thief, then you'll be a strong thief or a strong robber. I want you to take some time and think about exactly where it is that you need to be strengthened in. And then take yourself and put yourself in a very consistent manner. This manner will cause you to become strong in the areas where you feel like you are weak. Let me ask you a question. What are some of the goals in your life that you want to complete? Is it with your life, with your family, with your finances, even with relationships, any one of those areas in your life that you've named? You're going to need some consistency with this. So these moments that we're going to share together are going to really, really challenge what you think you know about yourself. And by the time we get through, you're probably going to say, yeah, I didn't think I knew that. Or, you know, I could do better. These are what these moments are designed for. These become the key to open doors in your life that will impact the next place where God desires to take you. It's amazing. So go ahead and buy yourself some coffee and or some tea and sit down and just relax a little bit and meditate over what we're about to do. Because I want you to know that once you meditate on what you are doing, you now have the power to choose to make the decision to make the choice. I know it doesn't sound like a lot, and it sounds a little complicated, but it's not as complicated as you believe it's going to be as you begin to become consistent to develop the strength that you need in an area where you know you're weak in. I'm telling you, let these become directives that will lead you to make better decisions. You are listening to the greatest moments of your life. Get ready. Let's go.
Hey, welcome back to Key Powerments, Key Power Moments for Your Life. I'm Dr. K, Senior Pastor of Rehoboth, Jacksonville, located at 5913 Normandy Boulevard on the west side of Jacksonville, Florida. I'm so glad that you guys are back, and I want you to get your hearts and minds ready for what the Spirit of the Lord God is going to say on this evening. I hope you're sitting down, because we're going to drop some hard truth on tonight that's going to help you come out of what you're in right now. I just want to talk to you for just a little bit as the Spirit of God begins to move me through these areas of empowering your life. I want to just very briefly talk to you tonight about making up your mind to decide that enough is enough. When are you going to say enough is enough? How long are you going to be going through the same thing that you're going through with over and over and over and over again? You have to begin to analyze your life, and you have to see the areas in your life where you have these repetitive cycles of trying to go through but never really coming through. It amazes me that Jesus himself, when he was in the wilderness, he went through the wilderness. He never stayed in the wilderness. You know, even the children of Israel, they died in the wilderness, but their generation went through the wilderness. Every person in the Bible has successfully, that I've read of, they have gone through things. They did not stay in things. I mean, the ones that were anointed by God, the ones that were on assignment, the ones that said, this is just enough. I mean, even Rahab, the harlot, she said, listen, I'll help you if you save my whole family. Enough is enough. I've been in this situation long enough. And what I'm getting ready to do is I'm getting ready to make a decision that's going to impact my family, not just impact my life, but impact my family. You have to understand that today is the day to decide that you're going to go through what you've been going through with. Today is going to be the day, and tonight is going to be the night, that you're going to make up in your mind to go through what you have been going through with. How long are you going to keep going through the same thing over and over and over and over again? I'm trying to evoke something here in your spirit, man. I'm trying to get you to think tonight and assess the areas in your life where you have these cycles that keep going on and on. You keep dealing with the same person over and over and over again, the same situation over and over and over and over again. And then we use things like, don't judge me. God is not done with me yet. I'm going through a process. Or we do this. Lord, when am I going to get over this? How long am I going to go through this? How long is this going to continuously keep happening to me? Well, I'm sure the Lord is asking you, how long are you going to keep allowing these things to keep going on in your life? We have to stop. We have to take the time, and we have to invest in being consistent in consistently not talking about a situation that we're going through, right? Okay, we all know that you're going through a situation. You know that you're going through a situation. Then when you pray the situation and not the resolution. God already knows what you're going through with. He doesn't need you to remind him what you're going through with. So when you're praying like, oh, Lord God, this is happening. That's happening. That's happening. This is happening. And as long as you keep agreeing with what you keep seeing, then it's always going to happen because you have to understand the power of your words. You can't pray the problem. You have to pray the resolution. You have to pray the answer. See, God understood the answer. He understood that he was the answer. So he then, God sent his son the answer for the problems of the world. He didn't send the problem. He sent the answer. And so the answer that you send into the atmosphere is going to contradict what you're going through with. But you have to make up in your mind that you're not going to pray the problem. You're going to pray the resolution. You're going to pray the answer. And this is what you're going to do. You're going to make a decision tonight, today, that you are no longer going to continuously go through what you're going through with. You have to understand that God wants each of us to come through whatever it is that we're facing in life. We are not to be moved by what we see, but we are to be moved by what we faith, right? Faith without works is dead. The just shall live by faith. They shall walk by faith and not by sight. So what happens is that sight becomes the enemy to faith. Sight becomes the enemy to faith. Sight is meant to induce your faith. but what the enemy does is the enemy uses sight to manipulate your faith. And so now instead of you praying the problem, you're praying the answer. You're going to the Lord with your problem because now the sight has manipulated your emotions. And now you're emotionally going to the Lord. And God is saying, you're looking at a temporary thing that's not even going to stay because what you can see is temporal and what you cannot see is eternal. I need you to tap into the eternal realm of who I am in you and who you are in me. You know, if you've been saying for years that you're going through a situation, you need to change your story. You need to get a pen. You need to start writing out what it is that you desire the Lord to do in your life. And you need to change the narrative of your story. You know, God is waiting for us to tap into a realm that he has given us, a realm of faith, a realm of power, a realm of glory that he desires for us to walk into. This realm that God has been waiting for us to walk into, it has answers to our life that we're seeking for. But are we willing to go through the process? And if we're going through the process, how long are we going to go through the process? You know, the Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians, around the 10th chapter, the 13th verse, it says that there's no temptation that is common, that has taken over you, that is common to men. And it says that God is faithful. And this is what the scripture says. He's faithful. And he will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But what he does is he makes a way of escape for you. You know, years ago, as I was coming up in ministry, I had a woman of God ask me a very, very important question. And I didn't understand it in the beginning, but now I understand it more so that I'm seasoned and I'm a little more mature than I was when I first received the baptism of the Holy Spirit of God, because we're all learning. She quoted the scripture. She said, you know, God doesn't put any more on us than we can bear, but if you insist. What? What do you mean? Because I didn't understand that. And it didn't make quite good sense to me, because if the Bible says that God doesn't put on us than we can any more on us than we can bear, or, you know, he does not allow us to go through anything more than we can bear, or he does not allow us to be tempted beyond what we can bear. My question is, why does it feel like I can't bear it? And why do I keep going through the same thing over and over again? What is it about? What is it that I'm missing? And then I got a revelation on this scripture. God never goes against our will. So if God does not allow us to be tempted beyond what we can bear, then what happens is we go beyond the realms of temptation that he desires for us to bear by our own will. Because now we have a choice to continuously go through what we're going through with. Because the Bible clearly says that he makes a way of escape for us. How in the world can we miss the exit sign? We miss so many exit signs in our life that we stay entrapped in places where God never intended for us to be entrapped in. And instead of us going through, we're stuck in going through. And we're not actually going through. We keep going through, but we're still in it. And then we have a moment of peace, but then we're still in the situation that we're trying to get out of. We think we're out of it, but then we find out that we're still in it because we didn't take the exit sign. We got to make up a decision right today. We've got to make up our mind that we're just going to have enough, right? So how do we get through these places? How do we get out of where we're in? This is the question that I want to ask you. I have an answer. I do. That's why God has me here. I do have an answer. How do we get through what we're going through? I mean, because is somewhere in our walk with Christ, there's got to be an end of the charades. Can I just say this? There's got to be an end of what we don't see an end to. How about that? How do we do this as children of God? How do we get through to what? To where we need to be in God. How do we get out of this drama? How do we get out of these charades? How do we get out of these cycles? How do we get, wait, we're going to go to church. We're going to pray. Someone's going to break the spell over us and cast that devil out of our atmosphere. And that's going to be it. No, it doesn't work that way. And I know that sometimes we just want a little magic wand to just, and that's it. But it doesn't work that way. Here's what the Bible says. Let this mind that was in Christ Jesus also be in you. So a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Here it is. Here is the antidote to you getting out of what you're trying to get out of. Here is the antidote, and here is the answer to you getting out of what you feel like you're stuck in. It's the renewing of your mind. See, if your mind is not renewed, then your life cannot be transformed. Right? So now we've got to make a decision to decide that we are not going to go through this anymore. How? Because if I change the way I think, then I'll change the way I see things. I'm going to say that again. If I change the way I think, then I'll change the way I see things. And when I change the way I see things, I'll change the way I do things, right? Because when you are convinced of something, when you are convinced of what you know, then you approach the situation differently than you would prior to your mind being renewed. This is how transformation begins to happen in our life. This is how transformation begins to happen. This is how we move in that transformed life, because we're tired of going through to do what? Make a U-turn and get back in the situation we were already supposed to come out of last year. I'm tired of U-turns. I'm tired of U-turns, because that means that somewhere I've gotten lost and I missed the turn. So it doesn't make sense for me to make a U-turn and go right back to where I came from. No. That's why the Bible says, let this mind that was in Christ Jesus also be in you. If it was in him, where is it now? Well, it's waiting for you to grasp the mind of Christ. He's waiting for you to grasp the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, which means that I can get out of the situation that I'm in, because although I don't feel like I can get out of it because I'm weak, he's going to strengthen me to endure so I can go through. You have to understand by the leading of the Holy Spirit of God that today is the day that you decide to go through what you've been going through. And how do you do this? You have to set aside anything that speaks into your spirit that contradicts you coming out. You have to almost become blind to your situation in order to tap into the measure of faith that God has given you, because faith has its own eyes, and faith begins to see what your natural eyes can't understand. Faith begins to see what your natural eyes don't even see. And so because faith has its own set of eyes, you've got to allow faith to become your eyes so that you can be led by the Spirit of God, so that you can come out of what you're in, because it's he who's going to lead you out of what you've been in for years. If you could have gotten out of it, you could have been gotten out of it a long time ago. But unfortunately, I don't mean to tell you this, you can't get out by yourself because you're still in it. And I know that it's a hard truth, but sometimes we have to hear the truth, because the truth is going to help you to recognize the areas in your life where you need to really face. You have to understand something. Some people stay in the same hopeless situations all of their life. They never make firm decisions to seek God and his power to get through them through these circumstances that they're facing. One thing I've realized about the enemy is he loves to keep you in the victim mentality. But then, you know, sometimes the enemy loves to keep us in a victim mentality, but then sometimes we like to keep ourselves in the victim mentality because of the attention that we get, because we didn't get the attention when we were growing up. So sometimes we decide to stay what we're going through with because of the attention that it draws. But you don't understand that you're hindering yourself from receiving the greater that God has for you, because you don't know what God has for you. Only he knows the plans and thoughts that he has for you. So when you make up the decision that you're no longer going to be the victim in your circumstance, you're no longer going through, I'm making up in my mind today. You're making up in your mind today. I'm not going through this another time. I am coming out of this. I'm just not coming out of it. I'm coming out with 100-fold. I'm coming out with 7-fold. I'm coming out greater than I was in before. You have to understand something. When the children of Israel were tired of building with brick and mortar, and they were tired of building those bricks and putting those bricks together with the clay and the straw, when they finally got tired, they called out unto the Lord. They called out unto the Lord, and he heard them. And when he heard them, he sent Moses, because they were in a situation, and they were being tempted in this situation, and they were in situations where it was beyond their ability to bear. Their way of escape was their cry out to God. Mm-hmm. Their way of escape was their cry out to God. I wonder how long they were in that in Egypt, building those bricks. I wonder how long it took them to realize that all they had to do was cry out to the Lord. I wonder how long it took them. I wonder how long it's going to take you to realize that all you have to do is cry out to the Lord and tell him, I've made up in my mind. I'm coming out of this situation that I'm in right now. I'm going to allow you to renew my mind so my life can be transformed. And when my mind is renewed, my life can be transformed. And when I think it differently, I react differently. When I react differently, I go into different places. You have the power that God has given you to make up in your mind, to make decisions for your life with him. Watch this now. Most of the times we don't make decisions in our life, and we don't move in the way God desires for us to move. And we stay in these situations, not only because we like the attention that it draws, but we're also afraid. We want to come out, but we're scared of what we might come out. We have allowed the situation to remain, to cause us to be comfortable. In other words, your life is not right until you are, your life is not right if you come out of this situation because you're so used to the situation, right? You're so used to being in this situation until when God begins to change the situation, you think something's wrong. You think that God is going against you. You think that people are fighting you because now you're so used to being in a situation until when God begins to turn the situation, now it's uncomfortable. So you go back to your comfort zone because now you're familiar with that atmosphere and you're saying, oh no, God is not working, but yet he is working because it's uncomfortable. But because you are choosing to be comfortable, you stay there. So now you're asking God to change you and you're saying, God, I'm making a decision today that I'm going to go through this. I'm just not going to say I'm going through. I'm going to go through. And then he says, okay, give me your hand. I'm going to give you a way of escape. And you see that exit sign out there? I need you to take that exit sign and this is going to be your way of escape. And you clam up and say, no, I can't take that way. I don't want to go that way because I don't know what's out there. Fear. Perfect love casts out all fear. And you cannot be afraid to make the decision that's going to change your life. A lot of times we don't make decisions that we know God is calling us to make because we're so busy worried about what everybody else is going to think about us. Who cares what people are thinking about you? The Bible says that God knows the thoughts that he has for you. That's all you need to care about because God's going to make all things work together for the good because you love him and are called according to his purpose. So while you're caring about what everyone else is thinking about the decision that you're about to make for your life that's going to get you out of what you've been going through with all of these years, you need to be caring about what you're going to be going through with next year without the person whose opinion you're valuing over the decision that you need to make. I want you to think about that. Will the person's opinion still be valid next year when you're going through what you're going through with and they're not there anymore? Or will you allow their opinion of you right now to stop what God desires for you to have in the future? I want you to think tonight because you've got to make your mind up tonight. There's a serious decision that you have to make tonight that says, I'm going to put a stop to what's going on in my life. God's not going to do this because he's done everything that he's already know how to do. He's already done everything that he's going to do for me. Now he's waiting for me to exercise my authority and my power. I keep calling on the name of the Lord, but he's not coming through. I keep praying. I keep crying. I keep giving God my problem. Nothing is happening. And God says, I'm not going to move because I've moved enough. When are you going to move? How can two walk together unless they be in agreement? I've already brought you out. Now you've got to come out. You've got to agree with what I've already brought you out by your action. You've got to agree with what I've already done in your life by your mind. You've got to let the mind of Christ be in you. You've got to agree with what I've already done in your life by your faith. And now you need to move in and out of what I have already brought you out of. God has already brought you out of what you're toiling in. Are you going to make the decision to move forward? That's the question tonight. The question tonight is, are you going to make the decision now? Watch what I'm going to tell you. Are you going to make a decision to make someone else angry? Are you going to make the decision to make your life uncomfortable? Are you going to make the decision to move from where you are? Because that's what's going to happen when you make this decision. There are going to be a lot of people that are going to be upset with you. There are going to be a lot of people that are going to have opinions about you because you decided to take authority over your own life. You decided to walk with Christ. You decided to move in the way God desires for you to move. And you're going to be persecuted for it, and people are going to hate you for it, and you might not understand what's about to happen in your life, but because you move the way God desires for you to move and you move the way Holy Spirit wanted you to move, he's going to continue to lead you and he's going to work it out. You might not know how it's going to end, but God does. Will you make the decision tonight? Will you make the decision tonight to go through what you've been going through? That's the question. When I say this, I mean this. Do not accept your present situation, this temporary situation, as your future and your permanent situation. Don't do it. This situation that you're in right now is a temporary situation that seems like a permanent situation because you made it a permanent situation because you won't move out of the temporary situation. You won't make up your mind and you won't make a decision to move out of this temporary situation because you're comfortable or you don't want to be persecuted. You don't want to be ridiculed. You don't want to face the challenge that it's going to take. You think you're not going to be able to make it without them. When God says that he will never leave you, neither will he forsake you. Tonight, make a decision now to end all of what you have been going through with, because God has already brought you out. Do you believe that? Do you believe that God has already brought you out? Maybe perhaps this is the reason why he's not answering you, because he's waiting for you to move in the answer that he's already released, probably years ago. You just missed the exit. I know it's a hard one tonight, and I was trying to get myself to a place where I was able to drop the ball the way the Lord desired for me to drop it, and I was trying to figure out how he wanted me to do this tonight and how he wanted me to say this. You've got power, and God has given you authority, and people are not going to like it. You're not going to understand it, but God knows who you are, and he knows what he placed in you, and he desires to get himself out of you. Let him get himself out of you by making a decision to go through what you have been going through with. Don't waste any more time forfeiting what God has for you because you won't make a decision to move out. Take authority. Say, no, I'm not going to do that. Yes, I'm going to. I need to move. I need to relocate. I'm going to do it and trust God. You got to do it. Let's pray tonight. Let's pray. Let's pray. I hope that, and I pray that the Spirit of God spoke to your spirit tonight. And I pray that he said something to help provoke you to stop what you're doing and make the decision to go through. You have power. Now exercise your power. Walk in your authority. Yes, they're going to be mad. People are going to be upset. Some people are probably going to think you're crazy. But they thought Jesus was crazy too. They thought John the Baptist was crazy. And they thought Noah was crazy. Until they needed them. Father, in the name of Jesus, we worship you and we glorify you. Thank you for what you have done and what you have released on tonight. Thank you, God, that your people are making a decision to make the decision to go through. They are no longer procrastinating and no longer operating in the spirit of fear, because anytime we don't move because of the spirit of fear, we're operating in the spirit of fear. So now, God, we thank you that your people are going to, with authority and righteous indignation, they're going to move into what you are saying for them to move into. They're going to make a decision to stop the drama. They're going to make the decision to do what it is that you desire for them to do. They're just going to stop. God, we know that you have done everything that you're going to do for us. Now you're waiting for us to make the decision that we need to make in our life. You're waiting for us. And so now we make the decision to trust you. We make the decision to fall back on you. We make the decision, Lord God, to move the way you desire for us to move. We take authority and we don't worry about what others are going to say, but we worry more about what you are going to say and what you're not saying. We're waiting to hear from you, but your voice is in our next move. And so because your voice is waiting for us in our next move, then we make the next move and we make the decision to go through what we've been going through with all of this time. We glorify you and we thank you. In Jesus' mighty, wonderful name, amen. Listen, if you're not doing anything on March the 5th, the 6th, and the 7th, we're going to be having a men's conference right at Rehoboth Jacksonville, 5913 Normandy Boulevard. Of course, masks are required and temperatures will be checked. And of course, we will be following the CDC guidelines. We're so grateful for what God is doing in the lives of his men. And we thank God for what he's doing in the lives of his people. Today, you're making the decision to go through what you have been going through with. I'm Dr. K. I'll see you next week right here on Key Powerments. Guess what? You've been Key Powered. God bless.
Thank you for joining Dr. K. She'd love to hear from you. Send your questions, comments, or topics you'd like to discuss to keypowerments@gmail.com or visit online at KenyaJMiller.com. You have been Key Powered. See you next week at 9:30 p.m. right here on Praise 107.9.